You know what I like about this podcast? We just jump right in.
Yes.
So welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia, at Bill Spadia, here with Jessica Nutt and Jay Black. And Jay, we've got a special guest.
We do. We have, now, we're not allowed to give the school name, but we can give your name. He's nodding.
Are you sure? Does he want to use a fake name?
It's a podcast.
Are you older or younger than me?
I am 28. So
okay.
So
we reveal Jessica's age.
I'm 25.
Yeah, I thought she was 25.
It's been going down every podcast. It's actually she's 16 currently. But no, this is Nick Tama. He's a school teacher in New Jersey.
Is that his real name, Nick? Tama's your real last name.
That's my real last
name. So someone listening to the podcast could probably go to the Google and find out where you work.
That's very possible.
So unfortunately, we can't edit any of this.
No,
so
we can't. We have no ability to edit. And I'll say this.
How do you spell that?
He spells Nick without a C. And
N-I-K?
It's N-I-K. And I've messed it up every single time I've texted him. My wife goes, you know, you put a C in there and you shouldn't have put a C in there. And I'm like, I feel like it's his fault for having a weird name.
Now, is that a millennial thing?
So not necessarily millennial, but... going back when you had the old arcade games, the NIK worked out a lot better in the
How about
machines,
that?
So that was kind of...
Okay, wait a minute. Old arcade games?
I was going to say when I said
wait,
old,
Jessica, do you know
me.
What an arcade game is?
Yeah, that's a hot take. Like, right. Benefits of three-letter name.
Okay, I'll take it. But if your name is like Apollonia or something weird, okay, fine. I'll do whatever spelling you want. But Nick is just a regular person's name.
Yeah.
To do a weird spelling, it'd be like if you were Bill, but you're like, it's Bill Spadia, but it's spelled B-I-L-L, and then there's three Qs that are all silent. And I'd be
right.
Like, well,
see,
you're
I
a
was
lunatic.
Thinking B-I-L would be cool.
No, it wouldn't
like
be.
You
it would
could be
awful.
Jess, J-E-S.
Jay does not like different things.
I do
no,
not.
No, he doesn't. Do you hear this?
J-E-S sounds, that's a French verb. I don't take it. I will not, I'm not involved in that at all. B-I-L is
B-I-L.
Awful.
I may go by that. No. That sounds like that would be my rapper name.
Podcast over.
Right, like Lil Bill.
Over. What do you think? Well, Lil Bill works, actually.
Does that work?
Not at all.
No,
what
that does not work.
About?
I don't know.
Did you like how
I got into rapper mode? That's what happened.
My middle-aged white guy came out, and all of a sudden, I was like, "That sounds great, you, Lil Bill. I'm in. You should wear a big clock around your
neck." That's a very good idea.
And then Jess is like, "No, don't do it. You'll look awful."
So 28 is still millennial.
Yes, yeah.
Right? What is? Did we decide and discuss last time what a millennial actually is?
I think
is?
It starts in 83 and it goes to like yesterday.
What were
you
born, 90?
We did hash this out. I feel like it's somewhere between like 30, early 30s to like 20 years old.
But you were born, Jessica, 1990.
Yeah.
So that
Paula
means
Abdul was crawling up the charts.
You were 1989.
89, yeah.
See, the 80s sounds like you could almost be an old guy.
You hold on to that. As a right? millennial, you try to say, well, no, 90s.
What grade do you teach?
High school.
High
so,
school.
Yeah, yeah, so I get, you know, early on, they come in ninth grade and
what do you teach?
The phone's ready to go. English.
Did Jay introduce him before we started rolling? Or
yeah, I said this is Nick Tama.
Okay,
he works at a place that we're not allowed to say.
Okay.
It's a New Jersey school. There's plenty of people named Nick Tama without a C in their name.
That was the official intro.
There's no possible way anybody could find where he works or what he does.
I invited my dad on the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
And he said it wouldn't be great for his accounting career.
He said hard no. No.
Jessica's dad turned us down. Well, turned us down.
After we put his name in a title. He was
really?
Jessica's dad is a spy was episode 10 last week.
That's right. I don't think it would hurt his career at all.
Well, I don't know.
I think we should revisit that pitch.
We'll see how Nick does with his career as a teacher after.
I think when we read like
it's
local teacher is kicked out of teaching for saying awful things on podcast. Because on the way up, you were cursing loudly about how much you hated every single person you worked with and for.
Not true.
I remember that very clearly.
You heard it specifically. You should have been recording.
Well, is it the fellow teachers or the students?
Both. He said, I hate them all. No, he didn't say any of that, everybody. Relax. But I do have questions about teaching. I mean, these kids are not quite millennials that you're teaching, right? They're whatever comes next.
Yeah, what is next?
It's funny. It's if they're not millennials trying to target them or classify them, because even the millennial generation is so spread out. You have people who are all in on the millennial, and thinking back to Survivor ran recently, the Gen X versus millennials, and the different types of people you got, even just in that millennial group. And like I said, I resent the title millennial for what it tends to bring on.
About how self-absorbed and crazy your whole generation is.
I thought this podcast was pro-millennial. Are we not pro-millennial anymore?
We're pro.
Where are we, Jessica? Help us out.
The bad parts.
I think millennials that own a house tend to not like the term millennial, the label.
Right. Yeah, because
you're an adult. Yeah. That's what you really mean.
Yeah.
I have a job and a wife and kids and a house.
Yeah, I think of millennial as the, socially, when it comes to the inability to pick up a phone, call someone's house, not knowing who's going to pick up the phone, asking, to talk to, hi, hey, Mr. Smith, is your daughter there? It doesn't happen anymore.
Right. So
they didn't have the trials of that.
Well, hang on. You were born in 1989, so you were asking girls out at like 14, 15, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
So that was like 2003, 2004. I feel like there was probably cell phones at that point, or no?
I didn't have one.
Oh.
If I did, it was mom's, and I was at the orthodontist.
Wait, you did not have a cell phone? Wait.
It was only if your parent was like a sales rep and had a traveling job that they needed to be reached.
Oh.
If they had a cell phone.
And it was from work.
But your dad probably had a pager.
I don't remember that.
I had a pager.
Yeah,
did you have a pager?
I didn't have a pager, no.
You were on the road all the time.
Yeah, I was on the road, so I always had a pager.
People needed to reach you.
I had my dad, I worked for my dad one summer, and he gave me a cell phone, and it was one of those old, like, Zach from Saved by the Bell style giant cell phones. Speaking of, Bill, are you getting...
all of a sudden, my phone is going off.
It's like we're talking with cell phones here, and you're just like, it's almost like you had, I'm going to be talking to cell phones. It's 6:18.
For about
me.
3 minutes there, I completely disconnected from the podcast. So did I miss anything? Something serious going on?
Nick was talking, so it was no big deal. but no, I'm curious, Nick, reaching kids in the cell phone age, where you have to get up and hold their attention and speak to them. I was teaching just at the start of it.
Yeah.
And it was tough because
did you leave teaching?
I left teaching 2007.
And how long did you teach?
I taught for 7 years. I was, my second year teaching, I always tell this story, just to, in general, the narcissism of high school students. My second year teaching was 9/11. Happened during my second year teaching, and it was just at the start of the year, and I remember they were talking about, like, we put the televisions on and we all just were watching, and the principal came on and made a speech sort of at the end of the day, like, we don't know what's going to happen, but there will be school tomorrow, we just need to be focused, and it was very uplifting and inspiring. And I remember there were two girls in the front row, and one turned to the other girl with this look of just pure delight, saying, "I bet you they're going to cancel field hockey." And that was all 9/11 meant to her, was that there was no field hockey. And I...
Wait, how old? How old?
14.
Okay.
Well, which is, I don't criticize. I get where her mindset is, but that was just so funny to me. I'm like, really? That's your big takeaway from today is no field hockey practice. That's it. That's all you have. But I just imagine that times 10 million, with cell phones and everything else that can pull you out of the moment and keep you just connected to the stuff you care about is what Nick has to deal with every day with those kids.
Do you let the kids have cell phones in class?
Yeah, they use them all the time. And honestly, it's they'll use them, and it's great in the classroom. But
do they text you?
No, never. But it's when they say, "Oh, it's my mom texting me."
Yeah,
it's true. They're constantly communicating with everyone, whether it's getting a ride home or getting updates about something.
I think it's a good thing.
They live in the moment.
Yeah.
What do you think? I do. I think it's, I don't know. I think it would be odd not to have it. Our school, my son's school had a rule about cell phones not being on, but we tell them, I'm just like, just leave it on.
I think that it's interesting that for years and years, we complained about kids not caring about writing. And then all of a sudden they live in a world where writing is basically all they do to each other via text.
But they've changed the language.
They've changed the language. I don't mind them changing the language.
We talked about
that. But the idea of crafting like the perfect response to someone via social media.
Right.
The fact that they're sitting there and thinking about it and like caring about the written word in a way that I would say my generation didn't. Because we didn't write letters to one another, and there was no real aspect to which, writing was a big deal. That they care about it. If I were teaching today, I'd integrate that into the classroom. How do you respond to this text in 140 characters or less in a good way?
You're spot on. And it's, you find the medium that they like working with. And that's what makes it fun, because it is constantly changing. So you take the works that as teachers we love you spin on the kids. They don't realize they're responding to Romeo and Juliet or the same themes in that, but the ones that they're living. Now, you know, are they distracted? Are they living in the moment with the text and everything too? Absolutely. But you find a way to manage that, and it turns out pretty cool.
Don't you think they're better at multitasking than almost any other generation? I mean, I find that millennials, so our coworkers are chasing, like they're doing seven things at once while we're on set. And Jerry, our executive producer, not a millennial,
yes,
will get annoyed because we're on set, I'm talking, and somebody's buried in their phone, but they're buried in the phone because they've just looked something up that they're then going to repeat and add into the conversation.
Sure. He screamed at me today because I pulled out my laptop to show you some video he wanted to see. Oh, and then so I was having a conversation with someone else. And he was like, one thing at once.
So
no.
Let me paint the picture. Right. So Jessica had this video, crazy thing. A guy gets out of his car, he's driving, and his car is stolen. So he's driving another car to the police station to report the fact that his car is stolen. He pulls up next to the car at a red light, cuts the guy off, gets out, and a serious beatdown ensues.
Wow, he Grand Theft Auto'd his car back.
He too. That's total awesome. GTA.
Yeah.
GTA moment. Right. So Jessica's got the video.
What is GTA?
How about that?
Auto.
Are you not impressed that I knew it?
No, like who calls it that?
Just about everybody.
All of the 14-year-old boys that are playing it right now.
Now you're shouting.
Oh, my. Oh, I got all excited.
GTA requires more emotion than we've been giving the rest of the podcast. So I'm okay with Bill shouting.
Well, I did. I got all emotional about
GTA
that.
GTA 5, yo.
So, right, yeah. But so you had your laptop out.
Yeah.
And she showed me the video and then carrying on two separate conversations. One about a shoot that was going to happen later. I got it. Yeah. I was focused in on the video. I didn't even really want to see the video, honestly. I had an opinion before I saw it.
Well, you know, okay, here's the thing.
There were three conversations, yeah, because then there was a third person yelling at me for having two conversations at once.
You can't...
Right, because the non-millennials don't get that. As an honorary millennial,
right,
I understand it. I have a certificate.
It reads as rude to my generation and older, and I had to get over it as a stand-up because I perform at colleges all the time. I'm doing Rowan. Yeah. 10 dates at Rowan coming up. And I know that during my show, I will see eyes going down to cell phones. And my instinct, if I perform at a club and I see an adult go down to use their phone, I immediately go, what are you doing? Are you waiting on a kidney? Because that's the only way that I'm allowing you to have a cell phone out right now.
You do call them out.
At a club? Absolutely.
Do you remember, Jessica, you hosted the event with Mike Marino. I opened for him.
Yeah.
I think it was a cop event we did. And he lectured people before he started. You know Mike Marino, Jersey comic.
Yeah.
He was annoyed before it started.
Because he knew it was coming.
He knew it was coming.
Yeah. And my feeling on it for adults at a club is much different than college students. I realize college students, I will not have their eyes. They're going to be on their phone. And there were times where I would yell at college kids 3-4 years ago and they'd be like, I was just writing on Facebook how much I loved you. And I was like, I feel awful. Please go ahead and continue your compliments on social media for me.
Is it bothering you that I'm looking at my phone right now?
A little bit. Yeah. No, I'm going to, Jess, we've gotten to a point now where I can deal, I think, with your unbelievable rudeness. I think that as an elevated being.
So Mike Marino texted me today and I accidentally opened it and you just reminded me. I was like, was that Mike Marino? Okay, so on July 29th, he's doing a big concert in Asbury Park and he wants to get back on the show and he wants you to host the event.
Oh, July 29th?
Yeah.
All right, so see, here's multitasking. We've got a Speaking Millennial podcast going on with a millennial guest and I'm going to schedule this event right now. I don't know.
You can use phones for everything. And right. I think that's where the kids get you. I called my dad up after talking to you to complain that you called me a millennial and that not knowing exactly where this is headed yet.
What? You're complaining?
Well, that he called. It was essentially, I realized I called my father to complain. And by just doing that, I realized I'm more of a millennial than I thought. And he brought up the point that, guess what I was getting at? Like, okay, do you wear a watch? I said, no, look around. And, you know, unless it's an Apple Watch these days,
right.
You know, you're checking your phone. I was, just checking the time.
Right.
So it's as simple as that. Or
unless you're a shithead hipster who carries a pocket watch for no reason on God's green earth
and wears spats.
Yeah. So let me get my spats and I'm going to wax my mustache and put on my pocket watch because somehow that's a better timekeeper than my phone. You son of a bitch, useless.
Oh, there you go. The explicit comes out.
I like to take That's full it. Advantage of that.
We waited. It took us 15 minutes though.
Speaking of, I got to do our little thing.
We need
here.
To do a plug. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing our codes to win for the podcast. So if you're listening from 101.5,
wait, is Nick going to get a spelling test after this?
Why? Did I give you a spelling test in the last one?
I tried to give you one, but you're reading it, so it didn't really matter.
Oh, right. Yeah, no.
You still got it wrong, I think.
Yeah, listen, spell check does everything I need it to do. I don't need to learn how to spell. You can win a pair of Beats by Dr. Dre. I like that they put Beats by Dr. Dre as opposed to like some sort of knockoff Beats by Dr. Ray. Headphones from Speaking Millennial in New Jersey 101.5. Enter at nj101.5.com/contests. Find the box for episode 10 of Speaking Millennial and enter code HUNGRYBILL. That's all one word. HUNGRYBILL.
No, seriously, is that really the code?
That's episode 11.
The code is HUNGRYBILL.
Well, I guess you just opened up a drink, so you're thirsty, Bill, but HUNGRYBILL, 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 for a chance to win. Stay tuned. We'll release more codes for more chances in episode 12 of Speaking Millennial. And this month's episode of Forever 39, the Jim Gerhart Show, and the New Jersey guys. So, HUNGRYBILL, episode 11.
HUNGRYBILL.
Is there a space?
No space. Just
HUNGRYBILL.
HUNGRYBILL.
That's like a hashtag.
Hashtag HUNGRYBILL.
HUNGRYBILL. And you win Beats headphones.
Beats by Dr. Dre.
The official Beats headphones by Dr. Dre.
He's working on them as we speak.
We should also mention our new sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this, and I don't know when I have to officially start plugging it, but we may as well start.
He's
right?
Our friend of the show.
Vinny Brand, of the show, comes on Chasing Factory. News, comes on New Jersey 101.5. Vinny Brand owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, and he is a proud sponsor of Speaking Millennial.
And I'm going to say this, funniest club owner possibly in America.
Oh.
Because he's a legitimately... Very legitly.
Legitly. Is that a word? Wait, legitimately.
Excellent stand-up comedian, but he's also a club owner.
Legitimately. Usually, that's like bigly.
Yeah, bigly.
You just did a Trumpism. That's what you just did.
Yes.
And he's legitimately comic.
I will be spinning this podcast down the drain in a very you know Trumpian what you just did? Manner.
You just named the podcast.
What?
This is legitimately our best episode.
No porn in there. Okay, I'll take it. Legitimately our best
legitimately.
Episode. Vinny Brand's great comedian.
He is great.
Usually the club owner goes, I'm going to do a few minutes, and you're like, oh, this is going to be terrible. But he gets up. He's really good. He's a fantastic comic.
So he get tickets to all the Stress Factory shows at stressfactory.com. All right. So let's see. We're 18 minutes in.
Well,
we got a crazy time crunch today.
Yeah, we're very time crunched. It's shorter episodes. You know,
I think it's fun. Okay.
But I feel like I don't know enough about what goes on in the classroom.
Yeah, let's, in the last 5 minutes here, Nick, bring it home. Tell me what goes on in the classroom. Tell Jessica.
What is
Jessica needs to know.
Hold eye thing. Contact with her while you do it as creepily as you can, and I will watch.
What is the funniest thing a kid said to you today? Is it every day, or is it the funniest thing ever?
You know, it's a good question. When right now you have yearbook quotes going around, so you're always looking for yearbook quotes and seeing what kids are looking back, reflecting on, and nothing too crazy to say. We're flying around pretty quickly with school, so I don't know. I can't. I don't know, Jess.
That actually brings up a good point. What were your yearbook quotes?
Do you remember? Have to say, we were interrupted by Adam Geller.
Who's coming in.
Who is going to be here on episode
13.
14. No, what's wait, 13. What's this one? This is 12?
This is 11.
Well, right so now, 13. I think Keen has to interrupt us with a
body. Keen is also here.
You want to talk about the funniest things I've heard today? It's spend, you know, an hour in the car with Keen on the way up here.
Doing his Donald Trump impression.
How do you not record that?
Well, listen, the kid's already got a big enough head. What did you want to come in and say, son? Come and talk into a microphone. Okay, he's taking his time.
Jason Keen is here.
Yeah.
Keen, go ahead. Yeah, floor is yours.
You came in to talk. Talk into the microphone.
I don't know if this is appropriate.
Listen, Daddy was already saying inappropriate things.
Oh, we can't wait.
And Nick, who can't be named the school that he goes to.
We've already got
the E. He's been talking nothing but crap about how much he hates everybody.
That's We've not already got true. The E. So it's okay. Go ahead.
Is Comey and Jeff Sessions making out?
Is Comey and Jeff Sessions making out? Probably not. I think that that would count as like the kind of collusion that we don't like. What
goes on in the Jay Black home? You know, I'm feeling that there needs to be an intervention at some level.
The kid is that's up on current events. That's all I can say. Very nice.
That's
they
amazing.
Are probably making
so
out right
we
now.
We totally avoided, first of all, the eye contact.
Yes.
Because millennials don't, do they do that? Is that a thing with millennials?
Make eye contact?
Yeah.
I don't think so. They just text each other at dinner.
Here's what I've learned about millennials.
It's not just millennials that are texting.
They text though. Each other, like, they could be texting right now.
They're texting.
I'm texting Nick. I'm
right
on
now.
My phone texting Nick.
Right.
And things I can't tell you. I've done that to Bill before.
Texted him while out.
Because, remember?
Yeah,
I can't say it out loud.
Three steps away.
I can't say that.
But that's how you have a conversation.
I feel like almost entirely right? Every time the three of us are out together, you're texting, all right, I'll pretend I have to leave, and then you go.
that's what it. Goes on yeah. in your head?
Yeah, that's what he's worried about.
That's what you imagine like,
they're,
in texting?
They're conspiring against me.
It is not
me.
That interesting.
That's, yeah. No.
But
no.
I want to hear yearbook quotes, because you just mentioned yearbook quotes. What was your yearbook quote, Bill Spadia?
I have no idea.
You don't remember what you put in your senior yearbook?
I'm not actually a millennial. So if I think back, all right, so I'm 48. So think about how long ago.
Yeah, this
before
high school
they had
was.
Yearbook quotes.
Yeah.
Wow, that hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I'm sure there were quotes in the book. I don't remember what I have no idea.
Do you remember yours?
I don't think we had
I don't
them.
Even have my yearbook.
You don't
I do not have a copy of my yearbook.
I love looking at old yearbooks, but I don't think I had any
you didn't
senior
have a quote?
Quotes.
Jessica, no. You must have had a senior quote.
Oh, well, I read a funny one the other day I could tell you about.
Okay.
Okay, this girl had a yearbook quote, and it said, "The Office, Season 5, Episode 6, 20 minutes and 30 seconds in." It was very specific. And then you look it up, and it says, "We should have burned this place down while you had the chance."
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
I like that. Did you have a yearbook quote?
We filled out like 5 different facts and then they picked.
Oh, geez.
So do you still have your yearbook?
So I can go back and look at my yearbook. But
all right.
I don't know.
I think for episode 14, we should revisit this.
I remember.
To give Jessica time to get her yearbook and report back.
I didn't want to get a yearbook picture taken. And my dad was like,
really?
Getting a yearbook picture taken. And I was like, very
you
much in my
to.
Like.
Did you wear a suit?
I wore the tuxedo thing that they make you do, right? And I
Wait,
was like,
tuxedo?
Well, it's like, really? Yeah, they put you in a tuxedo and they take your picture.
I picture you wearing like a tuxedo t-shirt.
No, I wore
that has like the bow tie painted on it. No?
You know my feelings on bow ties. You know my
I'm
feelings
sorry.
On
not
bow ties.
With a tux, though. I thought we were okay
no,
with that.
No, with tuxes, it's okay, but I would not be wearing
I almost wore a bow tie today.
Just to make me angry?
Well, I thought about it.
I didn't want to get the picture taken. And I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make faces in every picture that they're taking, and they can't use it. So I just make goofy faces, and they're like, my dad got the pictures back, and I just remember him like getting angry and angry as he flipped through every goofy face I was making.
Of course he was mad.
Oh, yeah, because you can't go scroll through like you can now and just delete them.
Oh, yeah, no, he was like going through
they're like
actual,
real pictures. They're real pictures.
And he was like, you little bastard.
Jessica and I just learned something today. Dan Alexander on our news staff went through the yearbook of Wall Township. You know, they had the whole controversy. They deleted the Trump t-shirts that were on the kids,
right, the whole thing. Yeah.
So apparently they also photoshopped a picture of the seniors at, what was it, on like spring break or a beach or
yeah,
what was
it?
Yeah,
they went to the Bahamas. They were on a trip.
So the guys were on the beach wearing a bathing suit, no shirt. Mm-hmm. Girls were in bikinis. They photoshopped t-shirts on everybody.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that? Do you encounter that, Nick? Like, has this whole PC thing gone complete? Like, you can say anything.
Right.
And be as crude and rude and inappropriate as possible. And it's like, well, hey, it's up to you. But then you can't show a guy on a beach without a shirt on. How nuts is that?
And I think it's weird that they photoshopped in
that
Big
GTA
Johnson t-shirts.
Gets me all up in arms. Go ahead.
No, it's you got to be careful. It's you never know who's whether it's listening, watching. You're going to offend someone.
Who
so.
Could you offend though? I mean, isn't Wall like on the ocean?
Oh, well, that's the funny part. It's a beach town. Right. They don't go to the beach every weekend. They go to the beach every day at 2:30 after they get out of class.
I think Steve is calling in. I have a heart out at 7, tried to call. So we should probably wrap this up.
All right, we should. All right, Nick, listen, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hashtag Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia. And, of course, download this from NJ1015.com and iTunes and Google Play. And, of course, rate us and comment.
Comment. Send tweets to Bill and say, we love the podcast or we hate the podcast or we love you on the podcast, Bill, but hate Jay and Jessica on the podcast or just me.
Or craft beer or pork roll recommendations.
Yes, we'll take all of those. All right, follow Jessica at Chasing Jessnut, and go see Jay Black on well, on the web, because he really doesn't do the whole social media
actually,
thing.
I have a
billboard kind of embarrassing,
that
actually.
I just bought over the Betsy Ross Bridge. You can catch my latest thoughts by driving over that, and you know, it'd be really cool.
So all right, this episode has a number, I'm sure.
Steve's calling.
See you next time.